Relatives outside McGrahee's home help unpack a truck filled with food for the many people who come here to pay their respects. For them, there is no question that McGrahee's return is a blessing, for the simple reason that they believe he is innocent. It's a widely held view here, but still a sensitive issue, which police officers make clear as the ex-prisoner's brother-in-law attempts to talk to VOA.
Okay, they didn't like to make it. Okay. This is the security instruction, unfortunately. They didn't like to make any interview.
The American and British governments have been furious about what many consider the hero's welcome given the former Libyan intelligence agent, the only person convicted of the 1988 bombing of a Pan Am jumbo jet. So, too, have many of the relatives of those killed. For them, it was understood that McGrahee would spend the rest of his life in prison. Some express shock about Scotland's decision to let the cancer patient go home to die. The feeling turned to disgust when crowds of Libyans celebrated his arrival at the airport. Westerners likened it to the joy expressed by some people in the Arab world because of the September 11th terror attacks. Libyan officials argue that the welcome has been grossly misunderstood. Abdelmajid El-Dorsi, head of Libya's Foreign Media Corporation, says the case against McGrahee was weak and argues that he stood trial to clear his name and that of his country, which had been slapped with sanctions because of Lockerbie.
But he volunteered to go and to save his country the bitterness of the sanctions which the Libyan people paid a very, very, very high price for. We greet him for that, and we think he's a courageous man, and he did the right thing.
El-Dorsi points to a Scottish court opinion that there may have been a miscarriage of justice in McGrahee's case. And although Libya had a history of backing terrorists, there were other suspects. Top on the list had been Iran, still mourning the passengers on a civilian airplane shot down by the U.S. Navy earlier that year. El-Dorsi and others stressed their sympathy for the victims of the Lockerbie bombing. McGrahee's father told the Al-Sharq Al-Awsat newspaper recently that if there was proof his son had committed so horrible a crime, he would kill him himself. In a small mosque in Tripoli's old city, the imam echoes the views of many when he says the return of McGrahee is a blessing. He adds it's especially good as it coincides with celebrations of the Libyan Revolution and the holy month of Ramadan. The Scottish decision to release McGrahee on compassionate grounds, while angering many in the West, is taken at face value here in Libya, and with gratitude. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Tripoli.